2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. And I'm going to start in verse number 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, and they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, from this moment forward, henceforth, know we him no more. In other words, let's make sure our knowledge of Christ has something to do with more than just the flesh. Not just his flesh, but the flesh you're dwelling in. Know him not after the flesh, but rise up a little bit past yourself here. And then 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. He hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Amen. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's powerful. You can be seated. Now, what God, I felt like the Spirit of God nudged me as I was looking at my scripture, which I am going to look into also in Isaiah the 40th chapter. But he nudged me. And this is what came into my spirit, I believe, was the Spirit of God speaking to ears that do hear the Spirit of God. Not my ears, but those people who are walking with Christ with the Holy Spirit know what I'm talking about. I felt like God spoke to me and said, everybody that reaches that point at any moment in your life where you are in Christ, you have no past. Not talking about the victories of the past. We're talking about you have no record of wrongdoing. A lot of us are living wondering, why this now? What am I going through? Oh, I know it must have been because I did this or I did that. Or if the whole church comes together at any moment, whoever's present has an opportunity right now to erase the record. It just takes being in Christ right now. And in that same passage, he said, old things are passed away. If you come to the point that is given to you right now at this moment, before we leave today, whoever's here, your past of any wrongdoing, any negative opinion, anything that went wrong in your life should have ended on this day. And when you look back, as you go forward, there needs to be a wall that you cannot see through. So when you turn around and look back down the road, there is no road. The only direction you can go is forward. Or if you get into a problem and you don't know what to do and you start to go back, you run into a wall and you can't see where you came from. All you know is there's victory on this side and the enemy's on the other side of that wall. Oh, yeah, if you want to, you could stir up some memory. Oh, yeah, but your memory should be something that that wall represents. Amen. You came to a point where God started something new in your life. God brought you to a place where the enemies cannot stop you. No matter how many enemies were developed in wrongdoing, or wrong actions, or wrong thinking, or wrong speaking, or bad choices. No matter how many things that you stayed awake late at night worried about. No matter how many were back there, they can't penetrate this wall. They can't. What an opportunity we have to build a new wall, to stop all the enemies that wanted to take us out, invade our territory. And how do we do it? As we talked the other night about putting our trust in God. Amen. And not trying to be good. But see, if you trust in the Lord, you automatically do good. And when you do good, it's a certain thing that you will be good. You can't do good without being good. But we can't be good in order to get good. It has to go in that order. Trust in the Lord and do good. And all these people that say you better be good or the Lord's going to get you are driving people to rebellion, as we spoke about the other night. But you're doing good as you trust in the Lord, especially when the Lord has interrupted my sermon today to speak to you. And I would rather be interrupted by the Lord than anybody else. Hallelujah. There's a message here for somebody. It may be as simple as cornflakes for a kindergarten kid getting ready to go to kindergarten. It may be that simple. I just want some cereal. But for somebody here, this can make eternal difference. Where it just dawns on you that though you've heard it 1,000 times, all things are passed away. And behold, all things are new. There is no past. The criminal record has been torn up. The only thing we need to recall is the victorious testimony of what the wall represents. You look in the Word of God, they're not talking all the time about how, oh, it was hard back there in Egyptian bondage. We were slaves. I got tortured. Somebody poked my eye out. I had all kinds of problems. My children were raped and all kinds of crazy. And now what are you hearing? As they go across the impossible waters with the enemy after them, after many moments of discouragement and bewilderment, not knowing what to do, wish to God we'd be back there because it looks like we're going to not make it. But all of a sudden, the man of God stands up and says, stand still. Just be still, everybody. Be still. God's still on the throne. Stand still. Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. God's here to give you a safe passage. He's going to take you across the other side. It's going to be all right. It looks bad right now. And when they got over there, they had a testimony. Not, it was all bad. It was all bad. And no, all the bad ended up saying, it's all good. It's all good. They played their tambourines. And they started singing a song like they'd never sung before. Those that held us in bondage have been drowned in the sea. Those that had power over us had to deal with our God. Those that were driving us downward ended up being put under. The Lord is on our side. If God be for His people, there is no enemy that can prevail. There is nothing that can bring you down. It's a new day. It's a new dawning. We have crossed over where the victory is. Let us sing unto the Lord. The horse and his rider has been cast into the sea. We go forward from here. We don't know what to expect, but we know one thing. Our past ends on this side of the sea. When they made it to that point,